Hey, beautiful beings. Welcome so much to the Hendy Show, where we are going to dive into our deep wounds and explore religious trauma and learn how to regrow roots that work for us and create our own identities and to be bold enough and brave enough to craft and pave our own unique way. And so in these episodes, you are going to explore all religions and learn how to heal through sacred tools and psychedelic healing. I am so excited for all the thought leaders that you're going to meet and all the brilliant minds that are going to come together in order to help you understand your experience more and learn how to find yourself within this realm of human life. Thank you so much for listening. I honor you for joining us today.
Jackie, I'm so excited and happy to have you here today. This is so important. This episode is so important. You've completely transformed the way I see self-defense and taught me how to have the most amazing boundaries in my life. It's just unbelievable. And I'm so excited to give a gift. I almost feel like this is a gift that I can give to my audience to learn how to, about self-defense and how deep it can really go. So my first of all, you can feel free to introduce yourself to my audience as well as how to fall in love with self-defense. Like, what is your story of how you became so powerful and strong?
Wow, quite the story. First of all, I'm Jackie Hyman, and I've been teaching self-defense to women and teen girls for going on 11 years now here in Israel. All of it has been here in Israel. And the type of self-defense I teach is very special. It's not like a lot of things that you're going to find. It is spiritual, it is emotional, it is really in the feminine. It is really can, like you said, be so deep to like an almost unexhausted, like endless point, because we work on so many things with self-worth and self-love as like the base of it. And I'm just so happy and honored to be here, Hendy, first of all, because like, your vibe, man, your energy, it's just like, it's contagious. And when I think about like, okay, whose vibe, like who in my circle has a vibe that I could like want to calibrate to? I'm like, Hendy, Hendy. So I am just so happy to be here. And with whoever is listening, thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much. I'm seriously blushing. So I really appreciate that. And likewise, I feel that you are one of my teachers, definitely one of my mentors, and it's so meaningful because not everyone in the audience knows, but me and both my daughters went through level one and level two of your Queen Rise Power self-defense course, and we are graduates and we have certificates, and it was a process, it was a journey, it was amazing, but like, you're like a spirit guide to me and my daughters, which is, I am forever grateful. It's like one thing if someone does something kind for me, thank you. But when you're doing something like this for my daughters, like you have, like, I can't thank you enough. And you, anything, like, just, I honor you. I really honor you. And thank you for helping us in that way. Like to have those hard conversations, but not only just from me as their mom being overprotective, but hearing it from someone who's trained, from somebody who knows how to say, what are the possible dangers that are out there for a woman? And what are the tools we can act to be actively used to protect ourselves? So let's talk about what are some of the tools that women don't know that should have that can really save their life. And obviously not the whole course, but even just one or two things that you can think of that like most women don't know, that this information can save your life.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I actually just built a free guide as the first, like that everyone can download as the first thing that you can do in any situation where you need to feel safe. Like this is the first thing you do. And it really is just listening to your body, because your body sends you signals when something isn't safe. And we like to quiet that voice or dismiss that voice because we think maybe that's safer. But the reality is that voice is there for a reason. It's there to protect us. So if we can start to, anytime something makes us feel uncomfortable, or something that someone's doing is making us feel uncomfortable, if we can actually tune into where we feel that in our bodies, then we can access a higher voice, a higher message that we need to be paying attention here, and that this is a situation that we need, that deserves a response from us, a powerful response from us. So that's one thing, is really kind of just trusting ourselves, you know, trusting that voice that's saying like, something's off here, you know, even if it's totally irrational. And that voice, it can be a voice, but it often comes in the body. So it could be like your heart beating faster or your breathing. I personally like get flushed in the face. So it is different for everyone. For a lot of people, it's like a lurch in the stomach, it's like that gut feeling that everyone talks about. It's in your gut. And that's really there to protect us and help us and tell us something. So if we can just trust that and listen to it, that is like a huge first step. And the guide actually takes you through like exactly how to identify what type of situation you're in and how to respond appropriately. So I'll give you the link at the end, but it's totally free. Anyone can download it. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, I think like the most underestimated tool that we can use as women is our voice, is really just our voice. And the voice is so powerful that sometimes it's literally all we need. Like we think about self-defense and we think about like the movies we've seen, or we think about Krav Maga, and the type of self-defense that my students learn, they actually learn how to prevent getting into any of those situations, maybe even way before they happen, just by raising their voices and saying what they want and what they need and what their boundary is. But then even after that, like so many violent situations can be prevented just with accessing the full power of your voice, which we use when we learn to yell. So you can yell and that can literally be like a strike if you do it in a powerful way, which we learn in the course. And you don't have to actually use any violence.
Wow. And I actually loved that part. It was the hardest part for us, but also the most powerful, where watching my sweet and innocent and very, you know, certain energies in my daughters, and then watching them turn into a powerful lioness that knows her boundaries, that's not afraid to embarrass herself by using the power of her voice. That and seeing the other girls as well step into their power, it would give me the chills, and it would empower me as well to allow myself to fully step into the power of my voice, and how that can seriously ward off any dangers or most dangers. And for me, that was wow. Like that itself was super healing. And I actually am intuiting that we should do a little bit of that here on this podcast in a couple of minutes. We should definitely do, because I also loved how you stepped into different characters, and then you actually gave me the opportunity to stand up for myself and make that boundary, which then, like, for me, I think the big, like, there was two major changes that happened in my life since taking level one and level two. One is in my work ethics. I have created a boundary where I don't work alone with men. And forever I did, because it's professional relationship. What's the problem? You could always, you know, it's just, but you know what? There were so many times where they're just sitting too close to me. they want to type something on my computer, their hand comes over my shoulders. Like, I wouldn't come up that close to someone. Why are they coming that close to me? And then I have to set a boundary. So in order to protect myself in my boundary, I don't go into offices where there's just like one man alone. It needs to be an environment where there's more people. And since then, there were many times where I was offered a meeting or told I should go and get this job done. And I they say, meet this person. And I say, well, where is it? Is it, if it's in his house, there's no way I'm going. If it's in the office, if it's late at night, you know, like one time it was past 7. That was the only time I had to meet. And they asked me to go meet this person. And I said, no. And my daughter's watching. They're like, well, why not? It's not nice. You're not being nice. You're not being nice to your clients. You're not being nice. I said, that's okay. I don't need to be nice. Anything can wait till tomorrow. Anything can wait. This is not an emergency. Nobody's dying. This is waiting until tomorrow. And they asked me, like, Hendy, why not? We would like to get this project done. I said, because I don't feel comfortable being in your office alone with a man I never met before. Even if it was a man I knew and trust, like, it's just my new boundary, and I'm activating it, and I'm so happy to have it. And so for me, I've never had that boundary, and now I do, and it feels really good. In the end, I end up meeting this guy on Zoom, and it was the stupidest meeting I've ever had in my life. I was like, I can't believe I almost got into my car and drove to go meet someone who literally just gave me instructions on how to do something for 10 minutes on Zoom. It was like, wow. This boundary protected my time. It protected my energy. Like, this was a good thing that I did. So now I do that all the time.
That's the thing is, and I'm not that voice may come and we have no idea why it's coming. It's not necessarily because that person is violent. It doesn't come with all of the details about why it's giving us that feeling. It just wants us to pay attention. And then usually only later in the future do we realize, like, oh, that's why I didn't want to go to that meeting. So it's totally not rational in the moment. And just like you said, like, it wasn't that this person is dangerous. It's literally that, like, it wasn't necessary for you. It protected your time. It protected your energy. It protected your space. All those things. That's amazing.
Yeah, being another example is, you know, my daughter started learning violin and she's sensitive to touch and it's the beginning. So there's a lot of her teacher, a woman, just touching her fingers, touching her hands, showing her where to move her elbow. And it was bothering my daughter. So she said to me, you know, it makes me uncomfortable. My old self would have been like, well, she needs to teach you to play violin. Like, what are you going to do about that? Like, you really need to be more flexible. I don't know what I would have said. I was also embarrassed to tell her this because this is the way she teaches. But I knew that this is an opportunity for me to show my daughter how to communicate the boundaries, even if it doesn't make sense and even if it hurts someone's feelings. So I went to her, in front of her, to her violin teacher and said, my daughter does not want to be touched. Is there a way that you can teach her without touching her? And at first she got kind of, you know, annoyed, like, well, what do you mean? How am I going to teach? And I said, well, these are the boundaries that we want to set. And if it's not comfortable with you, we can go find another teacher. And she said, you know what? I'm going to respect you. Okay. I'm going to figure out how to use my voice. I had to explain it. I'm not going to touch her. Since then, she's been so respectful. And it's she has not touched my daughter. And my daughter is so happy. And they work wonderfully together. And it was just this opportunity to get uncomfortable. Make that, even if it made her feel bad. So for this not understandable feeling that my daughter might have, to respect her boundary comes first and communicating that. So, and every day I use what you taught me, every day.
Yes. And the other thing that I feel like even more important that you did for your daughter there is that you showed her that she gets to choose when it comes to her body, that she has autonomy over her body. And that, right, that, like, as parents, we send the strongest messages to our children. And when we don't give our kids bodily autonomy, they learn that their body's autonomy, that having autonomy over their bodies is not important, that other things come first. And that's how they may go about the world after that. So you showing your daughter that she's in charge over who gets to touch her, even in a situation with a violin teacher where she's literally just trying to teach her violin, it doesn't matter. It's her body she gets to choose. That is wonderful.
That is so interesting because this morning, my daughter is a contortionist. So I took amazing photos of her at sunset at the beach. And she wants to get recognition for it. So she was ready to put it up on Instagram. And she said to me, Mom, like, I'm wearing a bathing suit. For me, that feels weird to like post bathing suit. Like, what do you think about that? And I said, the same thing that you just said, it's your body. That's a very private decision that you need to really lean into your gut and see how do you feel about that. And nobody can make that decision for you because you have complete ownership over your body and how and what you want to do with it. In the same words that you just said. And she just looked at me and she said, okay, I'm not gonna post them. So it was like, but she had that choice. It came from her. She knows that I support her in whatever decision she makes. And so that's so interesting that you just said that. I love that. Okay, so yay. I'm telling you, it's such a game changer, such a life changer. And I'm so shocked that like, how many camps did I go to? How many schools have I gone to? I am the girl that went from school to school to school to camp to camp to camp, constantly getting kicked out, whatever it is. And nobody hired a self-defense teacher. Like nobody thought of having a conversation with us women on how to set boundaries, on how to protect ourselves, on the power. Like where, and I'm 31 years old. I'm learning how to set boundaries that are uncomfortable to set at 31 years old. And yeah. I knew I will not have that be the same story with my daughters. They will know how to defend, protect themselves, not only from dangers, but even from within relationships with, yes, with spending, like learning your course helped me say no to purchasing things. Like I used to, when people, I was easy to sell to because I'd feel bad saying no after they sold it to me, you know, like, well, take it. And now I'm like, no, I cannot afford that right now. Or no, I'm not buying that right now. And I don't care if that makes you feel bad. So much empowerment. So I'm intuiting that we should do one. Let's do a little, like, let's show them our power.
Okay. You wanted to do like a simulation?
Yes.
All right. Oh my gosh. Putting me on the spot, Hendy. Okay. Do you have one in mind?
I think that, you know, we can just, it's just the hallway, the alley. We're in the alley and you're walking up to me, you're getting closer, and then you grab me, which is like the typical, and even that, like I was walking the dog at night and I saw like this really shady sidewalk with like a huge truck. And I just said to my daughter, like, let's go around. And she was like, why? And I said, because just, do you see that dark, skinny area with a truck? Like, there's no reason to walk right into a place that my gut is telling me that there's an energetic force that of just darkness, just because of the way the feng shui is in that area.
Yeah.
And so we walk around. So let's do the alley simulation.
Okay, cool. So in the course, we're standing up. I'm at the other side of the room. So I'm going to take out my mic. I'm going to stay on the other side of the room. Usually I'm wearing my glasses so you can pretend I'm whoever, but maybe just don't look at my eyes so you can pretend that I'm not Jackie, because you're going to have to get very impolite and not nice in the simulation. Probably. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So for those of you who are just listening to the audio, right? I'm in my bedroom. Okay. I'm coming closer to Hendy bit by bit, like very, very slowly. And Hendy, at any time that, and you can imagine that I'm the creepy guy or whatever, yes? Someone who you wouldn't want near you. And at any time that you want me to stop, just use your voice, use your body language, and use all the tools that we're running for. Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I help you? Do you want something? Excuse me?
What's your name?
You can. Is there something I can do for you?
What's your name?
I'm uncomfortable and I'd like for you to walk away now. Turn around and walk away. I said turn around and walk away. Whoa.
Wow. Now I feel all empowered.
Okay, so what we did right there was a simulation where you do it in Jackie's course, just in different scenarios, internet conversations with pedophiles, and then like things that are really scary like that, or even people just making you uncomfortable in conversation at the bus stop. If somebody sits down next to you, like any possible scenario on the train or anything like that, we get to practice and watch others as well, find their voice. Just by using my voice, I was so direct and letting them know I'm uncomfortable, go away, turn around and walk away. When I said, I used the power, full throttle of my voice to protect me so that I don't have to use physical means, which even if I did, Jackie has taught me how to defend and how to protect myself physically as well. So thank you, Jackie.
Yay. Good. Yay, that was amazing. That was amazing. You were so fierce. And I really think it's so important. First of all, the first thing that came up for me is like, you know, our brains can't really tell the difference between reality and a simulation because the imagination is such a strong tool. So even though you know on the level that it's just me and it's over Zoom and it's not happening in real life, because you're able to use your imagination and practice those tools in that situation in your brain learns that that's an option. Whereas if you've never done it before, it might not see that as an option for a survival tool, right? Which is part of the reason why so many women freeze is because we don't really have, a lot of us don't really have a strong relationship with our voice. We're often interrupted. We're often spoken over. We're often dismissed. We're often told to be quieter. Yes.
yeah.
And so this really, really just like pushes you out of that box and gets your brain to see yelling, screaming, making a huge scene, making a big deal, like making drama, yeah, which we're told also is a shameful thing for women, like overreacting, crazy drama. Our brain sees that as an option, and when it feels good like it did for you, our brain wants to do that again. So we won't even have to find the courage or like build it up or think about it, like it'll just come.
Wow. Yeah, it makes you more comfortable to get that uncomfortable. So for me, even knowing that people will be listening to this, I've become more comfortable with using that power. And it's so important for me to help other women as well, just get comfortable with that uncomfortable side of ourselves, the powerful. And I think in general, like even knowing my own power in every area, in life, in business, that's our inner work to activate and find that power. And it scares us, like success scares me and all these things. So it blends in so beautifully. And I'm so curious, like, so how did you fall in love with self-defense? Like, what is your story? Was there a time where you felt defenseless and then decided to go and learn?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because for me, I studied karate from a very young age, like kung fu, karate, all those things from a very young age. I was 8 when I started. But just like you said, I was never taught how to set a boundary, right? I was taught how to punch and kick and yell a ki-ai. So I knew like what to do if someone grabbed me, let's say, or threw a punch at me. But like, those aren't really the things that are happening to women on a daily basis. On a daily basis, we are having microaggressions and harassment situations. And I was never taught any tools for how to deal with that. And I don't even think I realized how much of a problem that was until I started learning about it. and learning, you know, that it's virtually every woman experiences some type of disrespect towards her body. And, you know, as soon as I had a daughter, I was like, okay, like, we have got to change this. Like, this cannot happen to her, right? So I definitely had situations where I did not know what to do. I didn't even expect it to happen. Like, I, and, you know, I'm a very trusting person, and I see that as a really, really good, beautiful thing about me. It's one of the reasons that other people trust me as well. And when people use that trust against me to take advantage of me, I just froze. I had no idea what to do. No idea. I also was in an emotionally abusive relationship for years, just believing everything this person said about what was wrong with me and how not enough I was, and never ever stood up for myself, defended myself, thought, wait, maybe I'm okay. And maybe, like, he's the one that really has, like, I mean, we both obviously had issues there, but I never was able to be like, wait, maybe I'm not the one who is wrong. Maybe it's something about this relationship that is wrong. I was never even able to see that, let alone do anything about it. And the whole self-defense thing really sort of fell into my lap. The universe brought it to me. I didn't go searching for it. I did a course in empowerment, how to teach empowerment self-defense, not knowing what it was at all. And it completely changed my outlook and view about self-defense, because we, you know, if you go to a traditional dojo, I don't know how it is now, but back then, like, we were all kind of sold this really limiting lie that if you're not taking authentic kung fu that comes from China, like, it's not going to work, right? You can't defend yourself unless you're doing it our way. And this really opened me up to be able to break all the rules, all the societal rules, all the rules that I was taught in the dojo. Because when it comes to self-protection and your safety, rules don't apply. You can do anything. It's your right to do anything. And I totally became a different person. I was able to find my self-worth when I developed this sort of relationship with trusting myself, trusting my body, viewing my voice as something that I was allowed to use. It was a game changer for me. And now I have so much self-love and respect, and I just don't allow people to treat me any less than what I'm worth.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I really hope that our society understands the importance of learning these tools, and that somehow they fund you to go to every single school, camp, educational institution to teach these forms of self-defense to men and women. And as well as, you know, I could just see it already. Like, some man going up to some 11-year-old or whatever young are, making them feel uncomfortable, and this child having gone through your course, scaring the F-U-C-K out of this guy, yes, that he learns very quickly that it is a new era. A new era has dawned, humanity, and it is a woman in her power that you can no longer abuse and just bulldoze like that, because we all into our power. So definitely, like, I really believe in your mission. And anyone listening to this, it's like, anyone listening to this podcast, if you have daughters, nieces, or anyone that you feel can use, and especially yourself, this is the biggest gift you can give yourself. Like, to be honest, I signed up for my daughters. I was like, you know what? I think this is a great opportunity for my girls. And I realized that they're not going to do it without me, because it's uncomfortable conversations. It's intense. And there were times where some of them didn't want to show up. Like, I had to be like, we're doing this, we're in this together. And I learned so much. I was shocked by how much I actually learned and how much I needed this course. So it was like, through them, blessing for myself. So whether, you know, yes. you yourself want to gift it to yourself, or you have daughters and you want to do it all together as a family, this is a must. I mean, it should be mandatory. It should, like, just like parenting classes should be mandatory before having children. Self-defense and empowering women should be mandatory for all women at all age. I don't even know, like once a year.
Yeah.
CPR, all these things. They should just yeah. be like, my insurance and mandatory. I mean, this will make the world a better place. And it's just education that we didn't have access to. That's the crazy thing. Like, when you learn that your voice is as powerful as a punch, nobody taught me that. It's just education that changes your life.
Yes, completely, completely. And we all learn road safety, and we all learn water safety, and we all learn electric safety. And for some reason, maybe because of all of the shame and because we don't like to look at it, we have not really been teaching our kids how to be safe around people.
Wow, that's a really deep subject. Like,
yeah,
I feel like this is the year of exposure where everything's being exposed. Like, finally we're ready to talk about pedophilia and sex trafficking, human trafficking. It's like all being exposed. And this is not new. This has been around since Rome. I mean, even pre-Rome, like, it's just always been this way. And we just turn a blind eye as if it's not happening, as if all of a sudden these issues went away. And in fact, it's booming industry, bigger than ever before. And as we sit in the comforts of our home, there are women being sold. There are people being raped and abused by this reality. And we're all ready to welcome that. We're all ready to be like, okay, like I know that this is happening, and what can I do to end it? And actually, one of the things I believe we can do to slow it down, end it, would be educating ourselves on how to yeah. not allow even microaggressions be acceptable, and how to get so in tune with our bodies that we can tell when we're in the presence of someone that's not respecting that, and call them out for it so they can't continue to get away from it. Like, we don't know who's hiding secrets in their closets, but if we own it and communicate about it and step into our power, they will start to feel like, my secret will be exposed, because women are getting stronger everywhere.
Yes, yes. So we do not need to wait on masculinity or men to like heal. We can shift. We can step into our power. And the more we do that as women, like we are taking back our power. We don't need to give it away to them and just wait on them to stop doing the things. We are able to show them what it's like, what it looks like to respect a woman and her body.
I feel like there's another movement that's going to be coming. Like, we have the girl power movement, which is so powerful. And the song, like, stupid boys, and like just different things that are putting out messages like, that's it, no more. And I think that women needed that. We still do. We need to empower ourselves and put and step into our power, because it's been stripped and taken away from us for thousands of years. So finally we get to have it back. Yalla Kadima. Okay. But at the same time, I have a son, and I just wish I can buy him t-shirts that say, boys are awesome, boy power, yeah. Boys are so in touch with their feelings, or I'm yes. a feminine. I don't even know. I don't know what the movement is yet, but I feel like soon some moms, some dads are going to realize that we need another movement, which is empowering boys to be sensitive, empowering boys to be honor people, or whatever. I don't know what the words are, but it's going to happen. And I'm just like looking for it. So what can you also say to like my son or your children? Like, what would you tell men about this? Like, how could they feel awesome too for their species? Or what can men do? You know, I have male followers, so what could men do to, you know, feel good about their species and continue to respect women?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that you brought this up, because it's so important. Masculinity can be so beautiful. Masculinity, the energy of the masculine, is support. It's really just support. And so if you're a man, if you can find a way to support the women in your life with feeling autonomous over their bodies and feeling that their bodies deserve every ounce of respect, and just be a support, you know? I think that in itself is so, so powerful. And just don't turn away from this stuff. Don't shy away from this stuff just because you may feel some shame around that, you know? Like, maybe be really courageous and brave, which is another masculine superpower, like just like owning it. Yes. Stepping into it. Courage. Look at it. Look at maybe the times in your life where you may have, even without knowing it, disrespected somebody because she was a woman, or disrespected a woman or a girl's body, or not given them full autonomy, or not given them space for their voice to be heard. And see where you can start to make little changes. Like, I don't expect it to happen overnight, but even just being aware of it. I think, you know, men, I don't know what it's like to be a man. I can't really, like, I don't want to like man, woman-splain, right? But from what I see, it's so like, it's in the air that we breathe, men being on top, more powerful. It, like, we're not even conscious of it. So if you can even get conscious of it and then be a support for this female empowerment movement, like, the strongest men I know are like, okay, like, this is happening. How can I support this? And to me, that is so strong and so brave and so courageous.
Wow. Wow. That's really powerful. I love the way you said that. And to my male followers, I know that you are already so conscious of that because you are here listening and following. So really, I honor you. And I've also seen the beauty in masculinity. I've also seen the beauty in the masculinity admitting that they have disrespected women in the past. Yeah. And for me, there's something so powerful about that. We honor you for owning it and claiming yes. it and admitting it. I've had conversations with rabbis that have disrespected women using their spiritual powers, that every day, not a day goes by that they don't do their inner work that they have to go through. But part of that is they're now supporting women more than ever before, therapists, and just for some reason, I've had like a lot of conversations with men having to admit what they have done in the past to women. And that really is important for each man. It's very empowering to know that you've confessed to a woman. It doesn't need to be the woman that you, I mean, if that's even better, but even to own up to what it is that you have done, it's such a sign of growth and transformation, and it will release and free you from the shame, guilt, or whatever it is that is going on just even in your body from being that way. And it also, they're victims of watching society, of watching yeah. porn, of watching their parents or whatever it is, or what they've been taught. And so we feel for you too. And there could be such a beautiful dance between them owning it, us feeling for them, healing, releasing. Like, the work is together. It's with the masculine yes. and the feminine coming together within ourselves and collectively and as a whole and with Mother Earth and God and all that, just everyone coming together in balance and harmony, respect and equality, right? It's like, what's yes. more important, God or the ocean? Well, they're both just as important. Mother Nature yes. is God. God is Mother Nature. You can't separate the masculine from the feminine. So yeah. Just amazing. Hallelujah. Okay, so Jackie, so we're getting close to an hour here. What is it else that you can share with my audience? And where can they find you? Where can they learn these tools? Like, we literally just, this guys was a drop in the sea from what I learned from Jackie. And it's just incredible. So where can they find you? And what is it that you offer? And if there's anything else you'd like to say, now's a great time.
Sure. I would direct people straight to that free downloadable guide because it's totally free and totally awesome. Like, literally, you will come away knowing exactly the first thing that you do anytime you feel like you want to feel safer. So you just go to queenrise.com/guide and you can sign up. It is almost done. It's going to be gorgeous. And you will get it straight to your inbox. And then I also have a free community on Facebook called Self-Defense and Boundaries for Moms and Daughters. But a lot of people in there don't have daughters. They are in there for themselves. So even if you don't have a daughter, it's totally applicable. And I'm giving away so much in that group, like everything. I'm giving it all away in that group. So get in there with us.
So good. Queen Rise Power, thank you so much for your generosity and wisdom. And I hope that all of our listeners just really start to practice boundaries, using their voice, knowing their worth, getting uncomfortable, having that really uncomfortable conversation that you've been, you know, trying to avoid. And courage, a lot of courage to just do it, because after you'll feel so good. And it could just be a conversation that you're waiting to have with your partner or teacher or boss, right? Like when you realize it's time for a raise. Yeah, it's really uncomfortable to go in there and be like, listen, I'm ready for a raise. But you'll feel so good when you get it. You'll also feel so good if you don't get it, knowing that it's time to find a new job. Like it's a win-win or whatever it is. So it's really just these uncomfortable things that we're trying to avoid. That's exactly where the gates open for us, where our relief comes from, where our next step comes from. So go and step into that uncomfortable zone. Yo, Jackie, I think you also, I don't remember if I started my motorcycle lessons before or after, but I think it was like maybe the same time period, but it was really much about stepping into my power, my freedom, my autonomy. And I just thank you so much for the gifts you've given me and my daughter. And I support you in your journey. Hopefully I'll be a funder. I will fund you in teaching the entire world how to do this. That's how much I believe in you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Michelle, for a woman like you.
This has been awesome. I'm so grateful for this opportunity, Hendy, and we are definitely going to be in touch.
Yes, we'll do. And if anyone has any questions, please reach out, and you know where to find Jackie. Love you.
Yeah, I'm really active on Instagram, like, and I answer all my DMs. So Queen Rise Power is the handle, and I'm there.
At Queen Rise Power, go and get her. Love you.
Bye.